Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's an interesting question.
What's up?
Because, look, people have money and they buy really fancy things, and folks are impressed by those fancy things. But it turns out that not having money doesn't keep you from impressing people with what you found. Because when it's harder to find something and you have it, no matter the cost, people will tip your cap.
All right.
Hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There is a massive event at the Rochester Museum and Science Center this weekend.
Ooh, goody.
It's called the Fantastic Findings Sale.
What, finding sale?
Fantastic findings sale.
So things are for sale. I can purchase these things.
Yes, Kimmy, it looks like a flea market with all kinds of antiques, one-of-a-kind items.
Yeah,
like a,
that's the description I got out of that.
Kind of seems like a garage sale, but a little more high-end.
Oh, wow.
So vendors are coming in to sell.
Wait, people come in from all over?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, yes.
Wow.
Like, it looked like they even had furniture and stuff, like antique furniture.
Yep. And Tommy, you know how popular secondhand shopping has become the last couple of years?
Yeah, you live on this stuff.
I love it. My kids love it. Gen Z has fully embraced the thrift shop, flea market, garage sale
lifestyle. Buy local. Support local old stuff.
So that being said, Kimmy.
Yeah.
This is going to be a huge deal. And they're not even like targeting the older set. I'm sure they're going to take everybody, obviously, and be happy.
Yeah, they'll take your money.
But all of the stuff I've seen advertising this has been with younger Gen Z people.
So your generation is digging antique.
Not my generation. I mean, I do, but I'm unique.
Even younger than us.
Yes, the generation that has come after us, Gen Z, is really into this stuff.
Like, what are they looking for? Like, what is antique to them?
I mean, I there are stuff from the 90s.
Certain style of
items. It's a 90s antique. It's all mass-produced.
Not all of it is, man.
It's starting to get to that point, I guess. But I guess maybe they feel like they can afford higher quality things if it's
Scratched, dented, smells like somebody else's ass.
But it's stuff that even goes back to when your parents are around.
And again, they may just like the look of it.
Exactly. And we've talked about Pyrex and stuff like that before, how popular that is. How about Hope? She works down in the country station.
She's a kid.
She was devastated because her antique, she dropped her antique Pyrex
bowl.
Yes,
she did.
And she was like, yeah, because you can't, it's hard to find those things anymore.
Are you thinking of Corningware?
Yeah, that's, well, yeah, it's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So like, no, it was like handed down to her from like her granny?
I think that's exactly what she said. It was her grandmother's bowl, and she loved it. And why are you laughing? It was devastating. Poor kid.
I dropped my grandmother's bowl. It's got to be the lamest statement ever out of a young person.
We know you don't love things, so...
So, Kimmy, you had an interesting question, because this place is going to be crawling with people this weekend, not only looking for deals, but you
just
also want to...
really unique stuff.
Exactly.
They know what to spot.
Yeah, cool stuff.
Well, I'm thinking, like...
Bowls.
I know your answer to this question. Why are you doing that?
Did you have chocolate or something? What is with you today?
She's doing,
we took
she's
away
the one
liquor
doing
in his
sugar
cabinet.
Hands, not me.
Sugar hands. Is that Kimmy's new nickname?
You look like Tua after a concussion.
For God's sakes, man.
Oh, he's fine.
My question was, if you went to somebody's house and let's say they made a really stop making that face, I can't look at you, and they had like, they had bought like a really expensive item,
okay,
or if you went to somebody's house and they had a super unique item that they found at a thrift store,
all right,
which one are you more impressed by,
the expense or the unique find?
Yeah.
Oh, the like, money. You
really
the money. But, you got the money, man.
But anybody with that money can buy that item.
Yeah.
She's
right.
I mean, that thing you found may be like a one-of-a-kind kind of thing.
Or let's say you pay for like a really high-end piece of furniture you're talking about. It's antique.
So let's say, to her point, so let's go with furniture. All right? Let's say you find a couch. You go to some high-end furniture place. You spend thousands of dollars on this beautiful couch.
Like new couch.
Yeah, you got
nice.
It. Or... at something like this, you go and find a $300, 1940s, beautiful, you just got to clean it up a little bit, and it's going to look gorgeous, unique, bespoke sofa.
It's going to look old.
Well, no, there were things to
me. Do you like restored it, yeah. made it work?
I mean, like we were just talking about those passive income folks. You could find some folks on Instagram that'll teach you how to restore your furniture.
Look at that.
You know, we're talking about the bee a ton. I wonder what they're doing right now. TJ down there, she has a hobby of finding furniture like that's thrown away. Redo the furniture and sell it.
She does a beautiful job. That is not easy.
Yeah.
But why does she do that for a living then?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe she does it as a side hustle. Yeah. So, like, she might just enjoy doing it.
Yeah. Like, so does she like just pull stuff like junk off the street?
That's what she does. Yeah. Like she'll find like a dresser.
I'm a fan of that show.
What?
What? What about?
And I go, hey, you know that show you like? Yeah. She's taking your junk off your curb.
What's wrong with that?
That would be disturbing.
They're throwing it away. Yeah. She's making it.
That would be like Don Elhart walking off of my gas grill.
People have come to her with requests saying like, hey, what can you do with this old dresser I have?
Yeah. And like, by the way, she's keeping it out of a landfill, which is great. She's giving someone an affordable way to have something very nice. That
so that she sells
have.
It all?
Yeah, she sells this stuff. And she's really talented. She's really talented.
All right.
Oh, look at you.
She's a nice lady, but I didn't know she was like
lady!
Garbage picker.
Yeah, for God's sakes, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, I think the answer here is that unique find.
I would be more impressed by it.
Because, like, okay, Cybertruck is like the super expensive thing that everyone's like using as a status symbol right now.
Cybertruck?
You've seen the Cybertruck, the Elon Musk, the Tesla.
Oh, that
thing?
Really angular thing?
Yeah,
there's one in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so there's like a handful of them around
they're
the greater
ugly
Western
as crap.
Area.
I don't even think it looks cool.
Look, I'm with you, but it stops whether you think it's cool
it will,
or not.
Yeah, you'll look.
It stops people.
Sure.
Yeah. And folks are using them as status symbols, right? But I'm more impressed by like someone that can buy like an old Ford truck from the 50s, restore that, and drive that around. Like,
okay,
that's cool to me.
I will give you like antique cars.
But that's the same concept. That's the same idea.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of money and a lot of love goes in end time.
But no, it doesn't have to be a lot of money. There are men and women that know how to restore those cars and they do it in their driveway.
And they've done it over time.
Busted lazy boy that she fixed the spring liver to. I'm not all
spring liver.
The thing.
Sorry, the spring liver.
Yeah, TJ fixed this thing for me. I now listen to the show and it's she fixed.
That would be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That really make the show cool.
Like, but if you had like an old item of furniture from like your, you know, great grandparents or something, it was kind of falling apart. Like, you wouldn't appreciate somebody like bringing that back to life.
I don't know, man. I'm not into antiquing.
You're the wrong person.
You have no soul, is what it
is. I know.
Like, I don't have anything for my parents. And they always push this crap on you. Mm-hmm. They never took care of it, man.
Okay. So another reason why you would need someone like TJ to make it nice again.
Or I could just go down to Raymore and Flanagan or like Ethan Allen and get a nice set. It's new and nice.
Ethan Allen. He had to drop the east side in there, too. I could go to Ethan Allen.
Well, that's quality furniture, bro.
I'm not saying it's not quality furniture.
Hand-made.
It is quality furniture.
They know TJ into it.
Like, if I walk into a place, my favorite thing that I own in the whole world.
What's that?
It's a Bill's lamp. It was made in the 1960s.
Oh, wow.
It's an authentic football helmet.
Yeah.
And they drilled a hole through the top. And they sold these commercially, but they only sold a handful of them.
Yeah.
They're limited.
It's a standing Buffalo helmet. So it's from it's from between 1965 and like 1978. Mm. And I was driving down the street when I was 18 and there was a garage sale in Gates and whoever was having the garage sale did not speak English, but I slammed my brakes on when I saw this from the street. And I was like, how much? Tell me right now. And he's like, $10.
Wow.
And I bought it.
All right, so what's the issue?
What I'm saying is they sell reproductions of stuff like that,
yeah,
right?
But this is the original.
And they go for hundreds of dollars, and like, you know, it's cool, whatever, having one of those. But like, I have the original. I found the original. It's worth a fortune.
Yeah.
And it's not even about the money. It's the fact that I know when Bills fans come down into my basement where I got the lamp, they see that and they go, oh, I get so many compliments on that Bills helmet.
No kidding. How exciting.
No, it's fun, you dick.
It's fun standing around my lamp and looking at it and getting compliments.
It brings me light.
Man, you used to be fun, man. You used to party.
I think that's something you always
lamp.
Liked.
Says man last night who had 3 shrimp and a chicken Caesar salad. You used to be fun, you know.
I know I'm lame,
give
but you're young.
Salad. Give me a salad.
You sound like worse than me, boy. Generation. We're going to go down to my basement and look at my lamp.
Look, come check out my lamp.
What makes us mad, too, is you had family members that probably had the coolest stuff.
Seriously, man. Seriously.
And you just, we throw it away.
We know you chucked out your stepson's original Nintendo with all the original games.
Yes, I did.
You know how many nerds listening to this show are freaking out right now?
So
you had family members that played in the NFL.
And you have none of that. I'll take it. I will take
that. That I don't have access to. That's my cousin, and I think they tossed it all out.
But I'm sure if you said, I want to keep something, they would have given it to you.
I called my cousin. My uncle played in the NFL back before the war. I mean, it was just
played for the Giants.
Stuff.
He played for the Giants.
I mean, he also played for Fordham, played college football, Polo Grounds, all that stuff. He saved everything. And I told my cousin what you told me, because you told me this stuff is worse stuff.
Yes.
They got rid of it.
Oh, man.
They got rid of it.
Bro, I did
the money they were sitting on, and, you know, he wasn't interested in it, and the kids weren't. They're all a bunch of, like, nerdy kids, you know? Soft kid.
But really, you were that nerdy soft kid until I told you it was worth something. You didn't care either.
I had no access to it. I wasn't going to pay for it. And then my parents had all this stuff that was supposedly worth money that I threw out. They shipped some stuff up to me that I just tossed. Like, they literally shipped me up these copper pots that they had from, like, my grandfather.
Are you kidding me?
And I was like,
are you kidding me?
What am I doing?
Somebody's benefiting from that at some antique show somewhere.
You threw away antique copper pots?
So they went in the trash. I didn't want a man. And, like, first of all, you got to clean this stuff. So my old man goes, well, you know, you got to clean it. I don't cook. What do I want all these copper pots for? And they just sent, I didn't ask for them. They just sent them right in the trash.
Keep talking, Kimmy. Give me one sec.
But I don't know.
Well, great radio.
And I don't even know what that stuff is actually worth, because I wasn't maintained that well.
Yeah, but I think to our point earlier, people will clean that stuff. They figured out ways to restore it.
I'm not restoring.
But even if you weren't going to restore it, you could have found somebody that was willing to take it off your hands, probably pay you for it.
Let me just give you this here.
Right.
I'm looking at a rough shape, antique copper pot with lid, 22 inches tall. So it's 2 feet tall. It's rough.
That's a big ass pot.
Yeah.
Somebody's asking $350 on eBay.
Oh.
But, just, but that's for that one. You had a set.
I had probably 10 to 20, like, skillet, saucepan, all
that. Oh, my God.
And it was from my grandfather. Probably stole it.
Copper tea kettle, original.
Had that.
$450.
Wow. Damn.
Man. I could have been worth $450.
Plus, bro, if you whatever had all this stuff,
it's
had,
a couple thousand dollars, you idiot. And I knew you then. It's not like you had the ability. You couldn't throw $5 away. Idiot was trying to cash those fake checks they sent you from busted-ass realtor play. Woo, $75.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.